The withdrawal of toll declaration will be effective on 11 April 2024. This is after many years of back and forth struggling with the question of e-tolls. And you'd remember right at the beginning and before they even kicked off, OUTA, an organization that was founded, amongst others, by Wayne Duvenage, was right at the forefront fighting the existence of the e-tolls. And many years later, we are finally seeing the sunset on e-tolls. The day will be 11 April 2024. Do you feel that you are now justified, Wayne, after such a very long battle and 11 April being just around the corner? Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Yes, look, finally sanity has prevailed. It was 12 years ago that we went to court, filed our papers to interdict the launch, which we successfully did, but you know, the courts eventually ruled against us on an administrative matter that, you know, the money had been borrowed, the roads had been built, and they allowed Sembcorp to continue. And we said, well, we are not going to stop there. And we took a multi-pronged approach to empower the citizens to understand their rights and that we would win this in time. We had this was after well over a year prior to us going to court to try and convince the authorities that they had not done their homework, that the scheme was unenforceable, it was cumbersome, it defied people's freedom of movement and so many other things, but they just ignored us. They didn't do their public consultation properly. And so we empowered the citizens to stand strong. And I think this is a great example of the power of the people to defy bad law. And it's just sad that it took government so long to come to their senses.
Is it because the government bent to pressure from organizations just as yourself, or they finally realized the inevitable?
Well, I think we made them realize the inevitable, and that is that you cannot have a scheme that relied on 90% compliance that never got there. In fact, the highest it got was 40% after a very coercive and threatening campaign by Sanral in 2014. Eventually we withstood that and fought their propaganda off and empowered the people with the right knowledge to stand their ground. So it was a combination. I mean, if they'd have listened to us in the beginning, they would have pulled the scheme, but they didn't. They were very arrogant and they're very sure of themselves that they would just force this thing through. And we didn't buckle to the pressures that they put down. When I say we, the people, but we promised the public that we would defend everybody who got a summons from Sanral in court. We would handle those cases for as long as we had the funds to do so. And we worked together with society and empowered them with the knowledge of their strength to tell government that they need to back down and reverse bad law. And that is now finally happening on the 11th of April.
Wayne, we are going to have a lot of people, I assume, also within our listener pool, people who were trying to be good citizens, paying for e-tolls and begrudgingly or otherwise popping out money and giving it to government. There would be a lot of resistance and bitterness around this issue. Do those people stand a chance of getting refunds, or is it bygones?
I don't think so. Look, it'd be amazing if government does, and we don't begrudge those people or government if they do refund them. Firstly, they weren't collecting it unlawfully, that is Sanral. Secondly, I don't think they've got the money to do so, and they're not forced or compelled to do so. So they paid because they didn't want to take the risk of all the threats that government said. They, you know, you're not going to get your license renewed, you're going to get criminal records and blacklisted. All of that were the threats that caused a number of people to buckle. But, you know, in the last 5 years, or so, our compliance rate dropped right down to 20%, and most of the compliance came from businesses who've passed on the cost to their car rental customers and their logistics customers. So it's hard to even refund them because they're middlemen in these bills. Long and short of it, I don't think that there will be any refunds, but that remains to be seen. That is from Sanral. They have to make that decision. But those people took that decision to pay to stay on the right side of the law. We said this was bad law. It had to be defied, and we've successfully been able to do that. And it's not because we didn't want to pay for the roads, by the way. Ultimately, yeah, we pay for the roads. And it's not because we're against the user pays principle. It's because we're against bad law where users, not all the users, pay. And this was an abusive scheme where Sanral is going to get 30% of its revenue from 1% of its tarmac in a concentrated area like Gauteng, and that was wrong.
OUTA continues on, even beyond this. I have about 20 seconds, but I had to squeeze it in, Wayne.
Oh, yes, it does. Since 2016, we changed our mandate from opposition to urban tolling to organization undoing tax abuse. We've done another 286 projects. Since then, we've stopped this government from stealing a lot of money and wasting a lot of money. Our work carries on well beyond e-tolls. And we just want to thank the people who do support us because we need that money more than ever before to continue doing so, because we are fighting maladministration and corruption like you can never believe.
Wayne Divinage, thanks very much, CEO of Outer, 19 minutes after 4.